This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the board lord, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call, text, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You still have about 8 minutes to text the word giving, G-I-V-I-N-G, text the word giving via the Civic Media app. We are playing this hour as part of our statewide text to win grown-up gift list contest. For an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort, text the word giving, G-I-V-I-N-G. Careful when you type it. I saw living come in. That's not going to get you anywhere. And I believe it was Andrew also pointed out, if you misspell the word, you won't get that bounce back message from Civic Media, and then you don't get the bonus entry.
Correct.
So make sure you spell it correctly. Giving, G-I-V-I-N-G. This hour for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. Everyone who enters, though, even if you don't win an hourly prize, your next chances in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd and then in the 4 o'clock hour with Dom Salvia, you could still be a grand prize winner. We have 8 grand prizes, including luggage sets and a snowblower and some espresso machines. So make sure you text the word giving, G-I-V-I-N-G, and good luck. It is 11:53. That means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. janesays@civicmedia.us. Today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing is the Let's Just Keep It Between Us edition. Headline reads, what's in the CR for members? A pay raise.
What?
So they have come up now with a continuing resolution.
Yes.
In order to keep the government funded.
Which is kicking the can down the road.
Again.
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 And it's 1,500 pages.
The CR?
The CR is 1,500 pages.
Of course it is.
Stuck in the CR, a little thing about Congress getting pay raises. Lawmakers have not gotten a cost of living raised since 2009. The new continuing resolution includes a provision. I'm going to have to read this slowly because I had to read it 5 times this morning and you had to explain to me what it means.
Yeah.
Includes a provision that amends language in a previous CR that incorporated a provision from an earlier omnibus blocking any member from getting a cost of living increase. Nothing as simple as members and senators get a pay raise. No, no, no. They had to do this other thing, I'm assuming, so that the public would not realize they're getting a pay raise.
Yeah. So there's a couple of things about this. So first of all, the term omnibus, as far as legislature means, it's legislation, it's when it's numerous small bills are on one broad topic, one big bill that has all these small bills, sometimes also known as a Christmas tree bill, where people put their wishes. And they took the language from that omnibus and they put that in an old CR, and then they amended the CR this time, and now they're getting a cost of living increase.
Yes.
Which is a fine way to around the Constitution, because the 27th Amendment says if you vote yourself a raise, that raise doesn't come in until the following. So some of those people would get, here's what I do not know. Is if, according to the 27th Amendment, would a regular raise, not cost of living, have to come in January or in 2 years?
That I do not know.
So that's what I'm wondering. But a cost of living increase is a nice, sneaky little way of...
Well, and again, they haven't had a raise since 2009. That was right after the crash of 2008. They're making $174,000 a year, which I think to a lot of us sounds like a pretty good living, but it is not inexpensive to be in Congress. It's not. You have to have two places to live.
You can.
You can. Right. I
mean, a lot of people, they'll live with each other. Congressmen will live with each other. But let's face it, well, I don't can afford it.
Well, no kidding. I mean, just look up who's the richest member of Congress. And some of them are doing quite well for themselves.
Yeah.
$174,000 is like, it's nothing. But again, it's not that I necessarily have such a problem with them getting a cost of living adjustment. It's the sneaky way they do things. Mm-hmm. That's what bothers me. Because they don't want to take the heat.
Well, no. And also, it's why haven't you voted yourself a cost of living increase? Both parties have been in charge since then. I mean, just do it. And don't throw it in a continuing resolution, which, by the way, continuing resolution looks bad enough it is because you can't pass a budget.
Well, this isn't passed yet. We'll see what happens with this CR. Yeah. And this is only going to take us into March, and then we're going to be right back where we were. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that wraps up today's episode of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up tomorrow, it's Thursday. Brittany Merlot will be here. Mm-hmm. We do have snow coming our way. For all the people who have been waiting for it, I know there's lots of folks up north who are probably pretty happy.
For
snow
the businesses,
plow drivers.
For the businesses, yay.
Yay.
For me,
I know, driving in it. But Brittany will be here with a little weather update. The Journal Sentinel sports guru, J.R. Radcliffe, will be here to talk all things sports. Bucks with a big win last night. And many, many other topics yet to be determined. I hope you can join us. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. News coming up next. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.